This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Arapaho Basin Ski Area plans to lay off all seasonal staff by April 1st. That includes around 430 full and part-time workers who will get some form of severance pay. A company executive says there's no clear sense of when Arapaho Basin may reopen. A spokesperson for the ski area says most seasonal jobs usually last through closing day, which is typically in early June at A Basin. Colorado has ordered ski resorts to stay closed at least through April 6th. Health officials in Durango spent Friday testing people for COVID-19 at a mobile testing unit for the first time. Health officials there say they're testing people who are most at risk for contracting the novel coronavirus, the elderly, and people with compromised immune systems. Leanne Julon is the director of San Juan Basin Public Health. She says that restrictions on public life might last a while.
So when we ask the question, you know, how long are we going to be at this? Unfortunately, the answer is, the better we do with this, the longer we're going to be at it, and we're looking at, you know, something that we're not measuring in weeks. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the longer we do this, the more lives we save.
Jolene says health officials expect the wider testing in La Plata County will reveal more people who are infected. And Colorado has pushed back the deadline for state income tax payments to July 15th. That resembles a federal delay announced earlier this week. But Governor Jared Polis says the state's effort goes further. It does not place caps on how much tax can be deferred, and the delay also applies to filers with estimated payments due for 2020. You're listening to CPR News.